Hey everybody, this is Ken Lavin. I'm with Merch Manufacturing originally. I'm standing in as a correspondent for The Crude Life here in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I'm at the Wonderful Petroleum Alliance with a very dear special friend, Harold Hamm. Harold, thank you very much for being on the show, being in the industry for as long as I have, looking up to you for many, many years. So this is very much, if I could say, an honor to be correct. It is an honor to be with you. So thank you for coming.
Yes, Ken. Well, it's good to be here with you, and I appreciate what you're doing and how you're doing it. And it's necessary and important. So glad to be here with you.
Well, thank you, sir. So I just had a couple of questions. So what are your plans for 2022? I know we talked a little bit today about the ham. About the Ham Association with partnership with OSU. And if you want, you can pan over right quick and take a look at the amazing facility over here. Guys, if you get a chance, come and see it. They are looking for representatives. They're looking for the brains and the knowledge and the experience of tomorrow. And that is what that institute is all about. And the speaking was amazing today. Great, great job. So excited for what this institute's going to bring, not only to Oklahoma, but for those individuals that we're going to see, and not just U.S., but worldwide. So back to the question, what do you see for 2022?
Well, first of all, we're awfully glad that, you know, this facility was here in Oklahoma City and fit for purpose just for this institute. So I want to say, well, first of all, I'll take my hat off to Baker Hughes and General Electric for their contribution donation to OSU that made this happen, made this possible, period. So first of all, in 2022, we're putting the structure around the Ham Institute for American Energy, and so that's going into place, and very, very quickly. We have almost a full agenda already of different events, symposiums, think tank events, things for the industry of all types and all kinds. So it's coming together really, really quickly. So we're proud of that. And also the collaboration that we see forming between all the energy institutes in America. You think about collaboration of all those and what can happen as a result. And also about all the companies that are becoming involved with us as well. And so that's what's all about, both here domestically and around the world. So that's great. So we're out, this has a great purpose. It's solving humanity's greatest challenges globally. And we seek to bring an intelligence factor to all of these things, and instead of just emotion, break it down into what will help humanity. So energy played a tremendous role in all of our lives. We know that. And, finding carbon solutions, and it is paramount that we do that. And so that's our purpose.
Perfect. Thank you very, very much. Second, what do you feel the industry needs to get behind for this year, 2022?
Well, thank you for that question. There's a lot of things that, to immediately start doing, and we intend to tackle some of those. But on a policy consideration basis, certainly that's one. We're seeing what happens when you don't incent good supply in America. we had energy independence here in America. We kind of let that slip a little bit with the current policy. You know, that needs to be reversed quickly. And you know, national security is at risk here and a lot of other things. So have a lot of things to tackle in that regard.
Perfect. Perfect. Definitely. Number three, we've seen amazing growth from Continental Resources last year. Do we expect to see any other growth like you did last year?
We're very proud to have done all the things that we did last year, you know, entering Powder River Basin, entering Permian Basin, the growth here in Oklahoma, you know, the continued growth and development in North Dakota and Montana, Wyoming. So, you know, we feel good about those things. You know, it's yes.
Okay, hey, all
right. To answer your question.
Yes.
Perfect. All right, be looking for that, guys. And I have one last question. This is for all the hardworking men and women in our industry. My question is, what would you say to them to motivate them for 2022? What is the what would you say to the hardworking guys out there on the rig, out there on location, to motivate them this year for 2022? And we'll wrap it up with that.
Okay, I think first of all, take a look back. You know, there were some layoffs. You know, it wasn't from our company. We didn't lay anybody off in a downturn. So that wasn't. That's just not the way we do things at Continental. Some rigs were laid down, and some service companies were hard hit. You know, as demand waned and with the COVID thing in 2020. We're glad to see those companies reestablish and get back to work. And you know, this is an industry that you have to have some forward faith in. And our company and established in putting our best foot forward for the industry and our people, and I know that other companies do the same thing. So, you know, it's a new day in industry. We got $83 oil today and $4.75 gas, so commodity prices are strong, and I think we're in the middle of a good cycle.
Perfect. Harold, again, thank you so much. Really appreciate everything. You're an absolute success story for our industry and a success story for all those individuals in the field out there working day to day. Really, really appreciate your time today. Have a very blessed one. Guys, keep Continental in place. Keep them in mind. Mr. Hamm himself. And, of course, the wonderful facility that you've come up with. It's absolutely amazing with the partnership of OSU. Again, guys, have a blessed one, and we will see you soon.